In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the fifth parak of Masechta Tamid. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Zechabek Torah, the Kohen who was given, who just recently got the task of burning the Ketoret, or offering the Ketoret, and Otel HaTakaf, he would take a kaf. A kaf sounds like a spoon, more like a ladle, but the Mishnah explains, Vakaf Dome le the Tarkav Gadol Shel Zahav. If you recall, the Tarkav was that three-kav vessel that we mentioned in the third parak. So Tarkav was tray and kav, so 2 plus 1. That's how we explained it there. And in this case, it would indeed, machzik shlosha kavim, this big kaf would hold the 3 kav worth. That's its volume. The habazech, which is a smaller spoon, haya betocho, was inside it. And the reason for that is because they would male vegadush ktoret. It would be heaped full of ktoret, the smaller one, and the larger kaf, which was underneath it, would be there to catch anything that fell. Now the question is, why would they just make it easy for themselves and pour it into the larger vessel? And that is because it was a greater kavod to bring a heaped vessel, which is our bazech, in such a manner, and then pour it on the kli rather than just some ktoret in a large bowl. The Mishnah says v'chisoi alo, and there was a cover on top of this bazech. Some will say it was a kaf, and it says ukmin metutelet haya alav milamala, and it was like a type of metutelet. Now, what's actually mean? So there are two understandings here the Batanura raises. The first is he cites his rabbanim, that it was like a tabat, a ring was connected to the top of this cover. So that it was metaltel, they could carry it from it, they could lift it. So it was like a handle, a small ring handle, and that's what they would hold it to remove the cover from the bazech. He also quotes Aroch there, says metutel, it actually doesn't mean it does not describing the kli that goes on top of it, or the handle on top of it, but rather it is describing the actual cover itself. Much like we learn in Masechta, I think it's Shabbos, that referred to the metultelet, which is a piece of fabric that was on the gamal, on the camel that could go out with on Shabbos. Here it's referring to some sort of fabric. Let's now learn Mishnah. Misha zacha b'machta. It says here, the Kohen who was given the task of taking the shovel. And this is going to be the shovel of coals, because there was no fire on the mizbach, the internal mizbach in the heichal. Rather, they would take coals from the outer mizbach, as we've already explained, and place it on that mizbach. The question is, this is the first time we're seeing such a reference to someone given this task. So one understanding is that there wasn't a real lottery for this, but simply the person who got the ketoret would say, the person standing next to him, come along with me, you'll take that job. Interestingly, though, the Rambam says that the individual who got the job of doing Trumat Adeshen, he would be the one that would bring the coals into the Mizbach HaZahav. So Mishnah says, Natal Machtat HaKesef, he would take a shovel made of silver, Va'ala L'Rosh Mizbach, and go to the top of the Mizbach, Upenate Gachalim Heilach V'Heilach, he would move the coals aside, so V'Chata, so he could scoop up the well-burnt coals. Yarad, he would then go down from the top of the Mizbeach, the Iran, and would pour them Latoch Shel Zahav, into a shovel made of gold. Now we discussed this in Masechta Yoma, that on Yom Kippur would actually just use the gold one, in this situation, if they used a gold one throughout the entire year, it would likely be of great expense to them. So the Torah is referred to as a Torah Chasal Mamam Shisrael. This is interesting because there's a delicate balance here between, on the one hand, the Torah being concerned from our property, so we're not just burning through gold in the Beit HaMikdash. But on the other hand, we've also seen before, in Ani Opa Mekom HaShirut, that in a place of such splendor and grandeur, we don't cut corners or anything. So in this situation, they say that they shovel with a silver one and then pour it into a golden one. And the Mishnah says, Nitpazer mimeno kav gechalim. Since the shovel that was used on the top would had a capacity of 4 kav, and the golden one down below had a capacity of 3, about a kav worth of coals would have spilled out onto the floor. They ha mechabdan, and they would sweep it la'amah, to the stream that went through the Azara. Ubeshabbat, however, on Shabbat itself, when they couldn't do that, because that would be putting out, that would be extinguishing, that's mechabe, and they also couldn't metal, they couldn't carry it, move it. Haya chofe alav pesachtar. They would take this big kli, this big pot, like kli, that called the Psachtar. And Misha says that the Psachtar, a kli gadol, is a very large kli, mechazeket letech. Now, letech is 15 kur, which is about 50, which is 15 seah, 90 ka, very large kli. Ushtei shashrot hayuba. And it had two chains on it, on the two ends. Achad shehu moshech ba v'yored, v'achad shehu ches ba milamala. Which that was so when they brought it down the ramp, as we'll learn for in a moment, that actually used it to remove the deshen. So that was, a more grand, glorified type of a wheelbarrow, if you like. But when they used to take that onto the mizbeach, they would fill it up all the ashes. And as they're going down, the person would in the front would have a chain to make sure it would move. But the person in the back would, if you like, have the brakes so they wouldn't go down too fast as they're going down the kevesh, down the ramp, and the mizbeach. That's bishvel shelo titgal gel. And the Mishnah says, so it wouldn't slip and fall down. And Mishnah says, shlosha dvarim haya misha meshet, and this psachtar, that there were three uses for this psachtar. One is kofinot al gabi gechalim, pardon me, that they used to use it to cover the coals on Shabbat that spilled out, as we already explained in our Mishnah. Also, val hasheretz b'Shabbat, if there was a sheretz, a dead, one of the dead teeming creatures found in the Azara, which would be a source of Tuma, and they couldn't remove it on Shabbat itself, they would cover it so that no konim that would go near it would become Tameh. And they couldn't remove it on Shabbat because it would be considered Mukta. Now, there is an idea that Israel Rabbanan, or Shvut, the concept of Shvutim, these rabbinic prohibitions in the Beit HaMikdash that did not necessarily apply. Nonetheless, in this situation, the Gezerah did apply, so it's not a hard and fast rule. And the final one is Morin Bait HaDeshen Ma'ala Mizbeach. As we already explained, that the final use for this big kli, this psachtar, was that it was used to take the ashes down from on top of the Mizbeach when it was necessary to do so, from this big mound that we referred to as a tapuach previously. Those are the Mishnah today.